This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Franklin Armory is the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, which is still a viable line of weapons, firearms. Providence, Salus, the militia line. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. There is nothing worse to me as with the elderly than to get out there and make a decision to just let them die. This would be called care rationing if it were to actually materialize. And I'm actually glad now. And for anybody that's listening to me in New York later today, please pay very careful attention to your health. Because in New York, they have issued a blanket do not resuscitate directive last week, instructing first responders not to try to revive patients without a pulse amid increased call volumes and lack of resources during the coronavirus public health crisis, according to a report. Now, see, here's my problem with this. When I was in the hospital with a heart attack, every morning the nurses would come in there because there was one floor of the hospital that I was staying in Greenville that was nothing but flu patients. The flu was very bad in 2015, apparently in January of 2015. So they would come in constantly watching me to make sure that I did not catch the flu. And at the same time, even though they were slightly overburdened with flu patients taking up an entire floor, they did not get out there and say there's only one kind of thing we can deal with right now. Paramedics were previously told to attempt to resuscitate a patient found in cardiac arrest for up to 20 minutes. And according to the New York Post, the new order is necessary during the COVID-19 response to protect the health and safety of EMS providers by limiting their exposure, conserve resources, and ensure optimal use of equipment to save the greatest number of lives. So, don't drown in cold water in New York State. Try very hard not. This is disgusting, and I don't use that word very often. This memo insists that there's similar guidelines that have been issued in many areas of the U.S. as well as other locations throughout the world. I would love to see a list of them, and then I would like to look at who is in charge of their government there. Coming from New York, a health department spokesperson said in a statement, these changes are based on standards widely agreed upon by the physician leaders of EMS regional medical control systems across New York State and the Medical Standards Committee of the State Emergency Medical Services Advisory Council, which that just means that in New York they decided this was the way to go. This comes after the Regional Emergency Medical Services Council of New York, which oversees the city's ambulance service, instructed paramedics last month not to bring patients whose hearts could not be restarted at the scene into hospitals already overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients. But we don't have any of those, do we? The system, the healthcare system, has not been overburdened. As a matter of fact, it's going down, isn't it? Aren't we taking down field hospitals in New York? Oren Barzilay, the president of Local 2507, Uniformed EMTs, Paramedics, and Fire Inspectors Union, told the New York Post, they're not giving people a second chance to live anymore. Our job is to bring patients back to life. This guideline takes that away from us. Only about 3 or 4 out of every 100 patients found at the scene without a pulse can be revived at hospitals through CPR or other aggressive measures like drugs or hospitalizations, as unidentified veteran FDNY paramedic told the newspaper. New York State recorded at least 258,589 cases, with at least 19,118 deaths by Wednesday morning. I still contend, if two states out in flyover country had those all those deaths, we would not be closing down the entire country. And all of this stuff that they came out with, like the shortages of personal protection equipment, haven't we rounded that bend already? I thought we had. So... what's with this? What's with this do not resuscitate order? If hospital patients infected with the virus begin to go into cardiac arrest, doctors and nurses must first dress in full protective personal equipment before beginning CPR, meaning some patients might die in the interim. Some doctors issue do not resuscitate orders for COVID-19 patients on a case-to-case basis without family signing off, but blanket measures for all patients infected with the virus was considered too draconian by ethics professionals in the medical community. Well, apparently not anymore. That's not too draconian now. This is perfectly okay. We have to conserve resources. These are the same people that will tell you you got to give up guns if it saves one life. But if it's a life like this, this is okay. This is why the left should not be in charge of nothing. People in New York are going to be looking around when all these other, like in my state right now, as of 2 days ago, we began to open back up. And some companies are not going to, they're not going to open back up. And some are. And I'm waiting to see what happens. It looked like Hobby Lobby opened today, which had been closed. This fear of coronavirus, which there's a big difference between respecting something and being afraid of it. We have, a lot of people in this country have let fear take a hold of them. They no longer think as rational adults. When we began to do, I just heard something on the news as we were coming in where Cuomo's out there saying, we're not going to stop what we're doing. Well, okay. Well, there's a lot of very historic businesses that have been in New York for a very long time that you're going to have to figure out how to keep them going, or they're just going to go away. And that's not going to be good for the region. That's not going to be good for it at all. This will be like the 70s. Wasn't very good in New York back in the 70s. So, but now, if they come upon you in New York State and you are dead, if you have no pulse, no heartbeat, they're just going to let you be dead because it came from on high that you should be. And this is a political decision. This is not a medical decision. This is a political decision. We have to allocate our resources where we can get the most bang for the buck. So, my prayers are with you, New York State. I sincerely hope you come through this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD. at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Let's play the stupid game. Let's pretend like it's day 767 of the lockdown. That's what they would like to take us to. And the stupid people are defying the odds by getting stupider. We can talk about how dissent is treason this week, and next week it will be patriotic again, and how the media is garbage. That's more evergreen than Greta Thunberg. And what the heck happened with Drudge, the whole Drudge Report thing? We need to have some sort of a bat signal that we can flash into the sky so everyone can know whether or not dissent is patriotic at any given moment. Now, of course, there's a shorthand way to know. You look at the protest, and if it's something that counters the liberal establishment's narrative, then it's practically treason. In recent days, patriotic Americans have taken to the streets to protest the huggy fascist war on freedom, disguised as epidemiology. And here was the deal. There is a virus, and it hurts some people, and we'll all take some common sense measures for a reasonable time, and the government, and that's all of us, since the government is asking us to take the financial hit in our collective name, will help us get past it. So we shut down our businesses and hunkered down in our homes as agreed. And it will surprise no one to learn that the establishment has failed to hold up its end of the bargain. Instead of asking us to observe common sense measures to stop the spread, we got an army of Karens bossing us around and making sure we can't fall into the deadly folly of buying child car seats or messing around with dangerous seeds. Now, we can get a bulldozer and dump a load of sand in a skate park because there's nothing that encourages close physical contact like rad skateboarding moves. We can say adios to reasonable time, a bunch of people, every last one of whom is getting his or hers or Z's paycheck, are talking about months or even years of this. And as for the government helping out the people, it asked to stop doing business. Well, Nancy Antoinette has other plans which involve artisanal ice cream and you being impoverished because she thinks it will help Grandpa Badfinger in November if you're starving. People are really getting tired of the shift and they're taking it to the streets. The blue checks are in a tizzy. They're so mad that they're hopping on the subway and riding into their downtown offices to write scathing tweets about how some people walking on a Jacksonville beach are literally killing old people in Manhattan. The protests, both the public ones and the private ones, where people just tell the government to kiss their Ted Lieu and hit up their gym or hairdresser or phrenologist, are going to continue and they're going to grow. As I pointed out repeatedly, we are done with this. It's time to end the insanity one way or another. And here's the weird thing. The protests, unlike the whiny leftists that are out there, the conservatives are protesting to be let to go back to work. Now, I think we've reached peak mainstream media failure with the recent flurry of demands that the media stop showing Trump's news conferences live. That's saying something there, as the media is a seemingly bottomless well of failure, whose aquifer should be, by all rights, be bone dry and brittle by now. But no, the media has decided the hill it wants to die on is to deny the people the ability to see the unfiltered news and demanding that its version of what happened to be all that people can see. Now, I'm not particular about which hill media dies on, as long as it dies on one. But still, this is sort of remarkable. What we have is a coterie of unaccomplished scribblers who have literally done nothing with their pampered lives but go to a fancy college and write for websites or newspapers, and yet who imagine they're qualified to decide what we should learn about something we can literally watch for ourselves. And they want to make it so we can't watch it for ourselves. And here's the punchline to all of this. They don't even see why there's a dog's breakfast of stupidity, arrogance, and hypocrisy. They really think it's a really good idea for them to decide what you get to know. And the attitude is why I think it's a really good idea. That attitude is why I think it's a really good idea for you to have guns and ammunition. as a deterrence against the kind of people who think they should control what you get to know, trying to rule over you. And then there's a Drudge Report. I used to read the Drudge Report a lot. I used to read Hot Air, and I used to look at Fox News a lot and everything else. And it was my second or third stop, and now I never go there. If I want to see what CNN, MSNBC thinks about how evil Trump is, I can just go to their websites and look at that. Trump, you know, Drudge is gone, never Trump. And now we're gone. But did Matt Drudge go soft, or did only the site go soft? I do know that Drudge was a close friend of Andrew Breitbart, and which argues against the former theory. It could be that Matt backed off the day-to-day work on the site and hired some unwoke folks who've gone full-on hashtag resist. There's another rumor that he sold the site and signed an NDA, then departed to count his huge stack of money while the new owner moved it hard left. But that seems like it would be such a terrible business decision, doesn't it? You have a right-leaning audience, and you choose to tick it off. What kind of an idiot would totally alienate his entire conservative audience by ruthlessly attacking its most cherished beliefs? What kind of gutless weasel would sell out his allies and join with the enemy? What kind of moron would sink his publication, much like a cruise ship colliding with an iceberg, by sucking up to the leftist establishment? I don't. Do you think somebody could be that foolish? I don't know. I don't go there enough to worry about it anymore, though. I mean, the Drudge Report is dead to me. Dead to me. All of these things, I'll tell you a story when we get back. I'm not going to name them by names, but I was trying to convince somebody of something the other day, and they just weren't wanting to be convinced. I know this is the Weaponized Woman segment, and Keita is sick. So that's why we're not joined by the Weaponized Woman, which is really bad because somebody took a really good picture of her, and I was going to use that in the thumbnail for the podcast that comes later after the show's over and all that other stuff. But hopefully she gets through this really quick. I hope she doesn't have coronavirus. And if she does, how'd she catch it? Because she's all closed in Wisconsin. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he has no plans to extend the CDC's Stop the Spread guidelines.
They'll be fading out because now the governors are doing it and they're explaining what they're doing, and I am very much in favor of what they're doing. They're getting it going.
The 30-day guidelines are set to expire this week. Now, Vice President Mike Pence does say, though, that states are using the CDC suggestions to reopen businesses.
The current guidelines, I think you can say, are very much incorporated in the guidance that we're giving states to open up America again.
Republican members of Congress say firearms-related industries and other businesses, such as coal, gas, and oil, are at risk of being denied small business loans. The GOP senators are asking members of the Trump administration what efforts the SBA has to ensure the loans are prioritized in an unbiased manner. You're listening to USA Radio News. Mum's the word, that's at least according to the State Department, regarding the health of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
I don't have anything to add to the status of Chairman Kim.
Kim Jong-un has not been seen in weeks, and there has been that speculation that he may have even died of a serious health condition, but Pompeo told reporters just moments ago that he has no information on that, and the U.S. mission, when it comes to North Korea, is still the same. In his words, verified denuclearization.
Costco is requiring all customers wear face coverings starting next week due to the coronavirus pandemic. Starting on May 4th, the new policy will take effect in stores across the country. With the new policy, Costco says most stores in the United States and Puerto Rico will return to regular hours. Costco also is announcing only two guests will be permitted for each membership card. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. I forgot what the story was I was going to tell you. It has left me. It will come back to me. I sincerely hope so, anyway. Now, while certain things are cranking back up nationally, I'm still seeing lots of places where they're going to go through another week of Wuhan virus restriction. And I'm really beginning to get tired of the sloganeering part of it. The cliches, the memes. You're seeing messages on television, you're hearing it on radio, and it's flashed at you while you're driving. I'm tired of this. I know we're in all in this together. I know that. I was very concerned about it when it was when it first broke, but you know, I'd already been through it. I'm tired of that. We're all in it together. Claptrap. I'm tired about hearing about flattening or bending the curve. We're going to find out that the curve would have flattened itself out. And won't we feel foolish when we come to that point? Stay safe, stay strong. We should be saying that to each other every day. Every day we see each other. But the one slogan that is most irritating is stay at home and save lives. It just sounds so, it's just so easy to adapt, right? We can just do that. No big deal. Now, let's not forget that the original reason for sheltering at home was to prevent hospital emergency rooms from becoming overrun by slowing the spread of the virus. The mandate was never to save lives, but to slow the spread and, by default, prolong the extent of the virus, to hide from the virus. Again, staying at home was not about saving lives. It was about lessening the burden on hospitals. And now the message has evolved, sort of like gun control, or rather devolved into an excuse for virtue signaling. If you examine the message more closely, and what you pick up is the underlying message that by staying home, you're making a difference. What does making a difference by curtailing your behavior remind you of? It reminds me of climate change. It reminds me of gun ownership. I don't know about you, but when I think about those things, I think about politics, and when I think of politics, I think of the left. And speaking of the left, this whole Wuhan virus crisis has all the hallmarks of leftist tactics. You have the aforementioned sloganeering, which could be easily placed on bumper stickers if it saves only one life. Right? Those kind of things. You have the racism card that has been played twice. First, by calling anyone a racist who dared calling the COVID-19 virus the Wuhan virus. And second, by pointing out that black Americans are hardest hit here. Then three, we've got the flawed computer models that lead to outrageous numbers designed to frighten and panic the public and force submission to leftist solutions. The difference between using models, when they're using models for climate change or for this, they're trying to forecast something. With gun control, what they do is they just try to create the specter of something really scary, like calling it an assault rifle or an assault weapon. And then there's number four. Citizens are being coerced by totalitarian governors and mayors into following arbitrary edicts that violate the U.S. Constitution's Bill of Rights. And that what stands out about the fourth example is that leftist politicos seem to be turning the screws tighter on law-abiding citizens. At the same time, more stories are being released showing hospital admissions clearly declining in New York, and evidence that the Wuhan virus may have been more widespread than originally thought in places like California due to the number of antibodies found in tested individuals. It has been with us for a while. We lived with it, and we did not see an alarming twist in the trends of people dying because we didn't know it existed. Now, all of these stories should be good news, what I'm telling you. But instead, they are downplayed by a leftist media more interested in keeping a captive public anxious. Because we got a lot of anxiety out here, and lots of anxiety. Stories like these, as well as the successes of hydroxychloroquine, are outright ignored by the fake stream media because this would get in the way of their Get Trump agenda. And these kind of dismissals also keep the left, let them keep any glimmer of hope from lifting the spirits of us unwashed Trump supporters. All they're doing, though, is making us mad. So what started out as a call to arms to combat an unknown virus has turned into an overt political assault from the left, designed to keep the economy crushed in time for the November 2020 elections. And this totalitarian zeal is about as subtle as a hammer and a sickle. And more people are becoming aware of the unconstitutional and fear-mongering tactics of the left. This includes regular Democrats who, like most Americans, just want to get back to work and resuscitate the economy. How ironic that in this period of masks, the left is completely unmasked. It's come off. And what we get is that this hateful and partisan visage looking at you. Here's a slogan from regular American people, normal people, that we should be blaring to our leftist enemies. We are on to you. And come November, we should certainly remember this. They should be remembering this in California. They should be remembering this in Michigan. They should be remembering this in New York, in New Jersey. In New Jersey, where the governor said, the Bill of Rights didn't even factor into my my plans. So, the reckoning needs to come for these guys. They have shown, they're showing you right now what they would really like to do, and they would do if they actually thought they could get away with it, if they thought they could make it stick. Right now, they're able to pull it off because they have a lot of fear going on. In police departments right now, like in Detroit, they have had up to 700 officers sick. They're afraid. So when they're told to make sure that nobody gets together, get over there and get this drone in the air and start broadcasting the separate and get apart messages and all this other stuff, when they're doing that, they're doing it out of fear. But eventually, everybody's going to come around to this. And there's nobody quite as vindictive as somebody who has been played for a fool, whose good intentions were turned against themselves. And that's what's coming to the left. It's coming like one of those high-speed rail trains that haven't been built yet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, Franklin Armory. .com. Week ago tomorrow, I turned 59 years old. And although I don't know exactly where the line of demarcation is to where you become elderly. I don't know at what age you become elderly. Is it 65 when you supposedly retire? Is that the retirement age? And at retirement age, are you then elderly? I don't know. I think age is a number, although it also has real physical effects on us, because it's like Indiana Jones says, it's not the age, it's the mileage. As we get older, I'm not going to consider myself elderly, by the way, until I get a discount everywhere I go for my age. When that happens, then I will be elderly. But as we get older, we do have to keep in mind that we are become an increasingly attractive target for criminal attack. We may become even more of a target as the years catch up with us. The crooks will see the gray hair and the wrinkles and figure that we will be less likely to resist and less likely to be armed. Although the actual, the actual reality of it all is that armed elderly people put up with incredibly little in the way of taking that to their bar for employing lethal force is pretty low. And I think they're aware of it because they seem to go straight at it. So even though we have these physical problems, we can't overcome them to a degree. We owe it to ourselves and our families to be as tough a target as is humanly possible. And I've got a few ideas for you to consider. If you're an older defensive shooter, this is a way to try to deal with some of these issues. Number one, use the most powerful handgun that you can shoot quickly and accurately. You might be surprised to learn that this is what shooters should be doing at any given time. Whatever you're
whenever you're carrying whatever you're carrying, you should be, it should be the biggest, most powerful thing you can carry. But you may have found that due to infirmities, you can no longer manage the 357 Magnum or the 45 ACP pistol. This doesn't mean that you should quit. It means you need to scale down to a 9mm Luger, or a 38 Special, a 380 ACP, or even a 22 long rifle, depending upon your particular needs and abilities. These smaller calibers may not be as capable, but they sure do beat fighting with your fists. And the lighter the caliber, the more important bullet placement becomes. So you'll have to practice more and work on delivering the best bullet placement possible. One of the issues I have now is where I carry and how I carry. One of the beautiful parts about hooking up with Exodus Leather is they make this holster called the Illusion, which is a superb outside the waistband concealment holster. That's not the Illusion part of it, but it is it's very comfortable, and you don't have anything pressing against, you know, a nerve or a bone. But most people carry on the strong side hip, just behind the hip bone. And we begin to lose mobility in our joints. And to make a draw from that popular position, your shoulder must move up and back, and you must be able to do that really quickly. And some folks just have a tough time with that. You might want to look at appendix carry, wearing it on the strong side but in front of the hip bone. And the shoulder does not have to move so radically with this technique. And when I say, I'm not talking about dead in front of you. I'm talking about it can be coming forward to the 2 o'clock position. Maybe the 1 o'clock position. The shoulder does not have to move so radically with this technique. The same may be true with a cross-draw carry method. And both carry the handgun on the front side of the body and will be easier to get to and allow for a quick pistol presentation. Then there's dealing with fuzzy sights. About the time that we hit middle age, the sights on a handgun begin to look fuzzy, don't they? And a clear sight picture rapidly becomes a thing of the past. Some folks deal with this natural phenomenon by using the close range portion of the their bifocals. But for all of us, glasses can be the answer, although I'm also adapting red dots. Even if you don't use bifocals, your optometrist can have a corner of your glasses ground so that you can see the sights clearly through that portion of the lens. And if you don't feel comfortable discussing your shooting skills with your current optometrist, ask at your local shooting range or gun store until you can find the name of an optometrist who is a shooter. Maybe we should find the DRGO and get them to come in on this one. You'd be amazed at how many of these professionals enjoy the shooting sports and understand the needs of aging shooters. Then comes your hands and your forearms. And I have this problem sometimes with my hands. We find out that due to arthritis or some other ailment, we can no longer manipulate the slide. We can no longer rotate things around and get to the magazine release. The slide lock. In most cases, though, it may have to do with how you've been doing it all along. You may have been doing it wrong all along. Too many shooters want to hold the auto pistol in their hand with the arm almost fully extended. Then they use the thumb and the index finger of their support hand at the very back of the slide to work the slide and chamber around. The whole technique looks very much like you would if you shot a slingshot the old way. And that's a really very poor technique. I prefer to have my forearm facing away from me and grabbing the back of the slide and pushing it behind me as I push the gun forward. But the closer your hands are to your chest, it's going to be that's what it does. You're going to have more strength than you have in your hands and your arms. Then there are those who are simply dealing with issues that make them too weak to run an auto slide. And they might consider making the transition to a double action revolver. The action of loading and unloading a DA revolver requires much less muscle strength. But feel free to take that DA revolver and have that trigger smoothed up. Then exercise. We're supposed to move around, and we can be mobile by moving around. One of the things that I hate about this lock-in is I have not been able to go to the gym. So I'm not moving around the way I do when I go to the gym. of course, consult your physician before you do. And just as with the optometrist, you may find it a bit more comfortable to find a physician who enjoys the shooting sports. But the most important part of this is that you continue, even in your waning years. As you know, I've got a lot more behind me than I do in front. And I still am going to continue for as long as I can to refuse to be a victim. There are plenty of shooters out there today that have aged. And, I mean, I got to meet two very respected shooters who are older than me, Clint Smith and John Farnham. And both of these individuals are they are still very dangerous individuals. And they have their own maladies and everything they have to deal with. John Farnham, I think, has four rounds still left in his body. So, and yet, they still go out and they teach. They're staying moving. They're staying mobile. It's well worth your time. I do not want to become a... I don't want to be somebody that has limited mobility. I already fight that now. It's amazing what happens to you when they open your chest. That changes everything when that happens, trust me. Try not to have that happen. Those internal organs are not supposed to see the neon lights. That's all I'm telling you. So we have our number two inbound. We're going to continue on with the rant. We're going to be talking with Dean Weingarten in the third hour. That remains the same because Dean is not sick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.